Well, it looks like this thing is going to be like... Thank you all for coming. It gives me great pride to introduce you to our new public garden. Not only does our city have magnificent green spaces to relax in, but also shared gardens and nurseries, a family area for fun and relaxation for young and old alike, an arts area with open-air shows, and last but not least, an activity area for young and old alike. If you've been able to discover and enjoy these four areas while they're being created, it's thanks to an excellent team with whom I've had the pleasure of developing and designing this public garden. Steve, the project manager, and his two assistants, Manon, the landscape designer, and Jonathan, the engineer. Please, give them a round of applause. I'd also like to thank the users who have helped us step by step to design this superb area. Our town now not only has a brand new public garden, but a real place where people can live and mingle. And I would also like, I'd like to thank an agile fairy. She knows who she is.
The Agile Garden, Episode 10, Making Agility a Success.
That was a nice little nod from you, Mr. Mayor.
You've made the project so much easier, Lydia. Just look at the fact that our opening is ahead of schedule because our public garden is ready.
It's nothing like what we had in mind initially, but it's even better adapted to users' needs.
You're in a good position to mention that, Steve.
Thanks to Agile, you've got a different product and less time. It may not be as complete as you imagine, but it's already very much usable.
Indeed. There are other things we plan for that we don't need.
And it's not even a traditional public garden. It's an innovative public garden.
Oh, yes. It brings together several generations with significant interaction between users and living spaces for the community.
Jonathan and Manon summed it up perfectly.
You've done a great job as an agile team. It worked because you kept your eye on the prize. You thought of the product in terms of the value it created rather than as an object.
The product is the environment in the public garden, as well as its users, rather than the lawn and the trees.
I think I'm going to entrust you with the renovation of the town's main square.
Wow, you can count on us, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
This public garden's really cool. You did it!
Thanks, Nicole. Glad you like it.
You bet. Just watch out for the tree branches on the path by the pond.
Yes, well, now we've got to look after the garden.
It should be easy, especially if we win a new project nearby.
We'll be able to keep an eye on the public garden's progress to make sure everything's running smoothly.
It's important to keep an eye on it for the people who use it, to continue to adapt it to their needs.
To make it easier for them to use the public garden and improve it.
And in the long term, to keep it just as beautiful.
You're exactly right. You've taken on board the notion of an agile product that can continuously be improved, rather than a project with a beginning and an end.
Ah, good job, Mr. Mayor.
Well, if you're satisfied, Mrs. Vermain, I think I'll be able to sleep soundly.
Oh, do you want to know the truth? At first, I wondered what this bunch of jokers were up to. But then I realized they were experts.
That's great.
It is great. And you've got my vote.
Thank you, Mrs. Vermain. As you know, I'm dedicated to my city and its people.
Drop by any time to see my plot. The plums are ripe. Hey, my dear, wait for me to start the bridge match.
You could say that the object has been achieved.
Oh, how?
The whole team can congratulate themselves. You've listened well to the users because the people want to vote for you.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not on the campaign trail yet.
Thanks to you, we realized that the aim wasn't just to have a public garden, but to have happy people so that they would vote for you.
Oh.
And making people happy is a great goal.
Are you voting here, Lydia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for coming, Representative. Really appreciate you coming by.
Fancy a game of chess, Jonathan?
Let's go.
Wow, this ballroom dancing is so beautiful.
And there are people of all ages. Can you waltz?
I'd love to, but I've never dared to try.
Let me teach you. Can I ask you a question, Steve?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What have you learned from Agile?
You always have to stay close to the client.
The user's perspective.
It's better to provide something that creates value as soon as possible.
Small steps and focus.
When you plan too far in advance, you run the risk of wasting a lot of time.
Managing uncertainty.
We can all help each other and find solutions together.
Working together as a team.
You also regularly have to ask yourself questions about the right way to do things.
Continuous improvement.
And agility is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end.
Shall we get started? And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Ow!
Oh. Oops, sorry.
Don't worry. Just follow me with...
agility?
And you, what have you learned from Agile? What are the main lessons you could benefit from?